We saw stability really in land prices in Donegal and Sligo and a recovery in County Leitrim from a bit after a bit of a dip the previous year. So, but overall, prices quite steady for farmland, for good farmland in those counties.
As you mentioned there, I suppose recovery, the key word in Leitrim, although there was a slight dip in Donegal and Sligo, both counties going down by just about 1%.
Yeah, yeah. Overall, that we regard that as very stable. Demand is reasonably good in the counties. You know, right across the country last year, it was a difficult year for farmers with weather against farmers and driving up costs, you know, fertiliser, feed costs. So that dented farmer confidence a bit. But nonetheless, the demand is there, especially for the good quality land. As always, there's a right range of land quality and farm types that come across in our calculated hour average, so you'd be seeing the averaging effect there. But stability certainly in Donegal and Sligo anyway.
And that stability for the region, Paul, can only be classed as a good thing for farmers and for farmland prices going forward.
It's a very interesting point, Donald, because any young farmer, say, starting off, who maybe wants to acquire, add 10, 20, 30 acres to a holding, they're actually in a better position, for example, than a counterpart down in Cork or Tipperary, you know, in the Golden Vale, where there's serious competition because of the milk effect, serious competition for any land that comes in the market down there. And any young person entering farmer, say, in Leinster, you know, where there's the effect of the greater Dublin area, again, you know, a young entrant to farming there, hoping maybe to get their hands on 10 or 20 acres to add to the home farm. They're facing competition there, not just from farmers, but from 101 other potential buyers for any piece of land that comes up over there, Donald. So, you know, so it's that is the position there. It's easier maybe for farmers who want to expand to do so, you know, in Sligo or Leitrim or Donegal. Maybe landowners will take a different view, though, if they're considering selling their land.